Now, it seems there may be a problem with getting the turkey on your Christmas dinner. We're all thinking about new ways of doing Christmas this year with the restrictions. But Catriona Morrissey, news editor at the Farmers Journal, tell us why there might be a shortage of turkeys to go around our Christmas dinners this year.
Good morning, Anya. Yeah, sorry to be the bearer of bad news, more bad news on the morning of the level five lockdown. There is a funding dispute which is putting your turkey Christmas dinner at risk. It's a dispute that's been running for quite part of this year, and it's between the Food Safety Authority and the city and county managers of the local authorities. And it relates to funding for vets who oversee and certify local abattoirs, which is where the majority of small-scale producers of poultry, and particularly the Christmas poultry market, have their birds processed for the table.
So what's the solution going to be? What's the impact of this going to be before we talk about the solution?
Yeah, so the impact would be funding at the moment. The contract actually looks like it will run out for vets to certify the abattoirs. And those abattoirs are responsible for about 100,000 birds destined for the Christmas table. It has been a long-running dispute. As I said, the Farmers Journal first reported it back in July. At that time, there was a three-month kind of a temporary solution put in place to fund the vets. But that contract now, it seems that there's a stalemate between the city and county managers and the FSAI, and it looks like the vets contract will be terminated on the 30th of November, which is an absolute disaster for anybody who wants to get birds processed for the Christmas table.
I suppose we could always think about a goose maybe, but obviously it's another dreadful blow for particularly for the small producers. And a lot of turkeys, your bronze turkeys and all the rest, they would come from small producers, wouldn't they?
They would, as indeed would the geese. So unfortunately, it won't be so easy as to just substitute one for the other. It has left, you know, small producers really in shock this week. Doreen Allen of the well-known Ballymaloe Cookery School just described it as a disaster for farmers and local food producers, and says, you know, it's just not good enough to drop these farmers and part-time producers who rely on it for their income, and particularly this time of the year. So there would be a hope, I suppose, that they can come to an agreement. It's around €1 million would be needed, I think, to fund the service, and it is essential. So we'll be all hoping for a Christmas miracle.
We certainly will. And Christmas is a time for miracles, so we can but hope. Catriona Morrissey, news editor with the Farmers Journal, thank you very much indeed. It's just coming up to 10 to 8.